From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. For the next half hour, we will give our thanks with music. Your radio will make a joyful noise because I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee, with what Quincy Jones calls the baddest vocal cats on the planet. Take Six is a gospel group with more than 20 years of history and 8 Grammys to its name. Take Six is Alvin Chia, Cedric Dent, David Thomas, Claude McKnight, Mark Kibble, and Joel Kibble. Thanks to all of you for being here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, any group of guys that's been together for 20 years must have fantastic stories to tell, and I can't wait to hear many of them. But first, let's hear some music.
Indeed.
What are we going to listen to?
This is Another Day. This is a song by Andre Crouch that we decided to redo, and it's so wonderful for this time of year.
And you've made it your own.
That's right.
Okay, well, let's listen.
Give us an F sharp. There it is.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for one more day. This is another day the Lord has kept me. Ooh, this is another day He blessed me. Forgive me from all evil with my mind staying on. And I know it's going to keep me
until He returns again.
Yeah.
This is another day
the Lord has kept me. Ooh, this is another day He blessed me. Forgive me from all evil with my mind staying on.
And I know it's going to keep me until He returns again.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like you couldn't make it? You didn't have the strength to go through troubles and trials. Always got you down. You cried, Lord, what shall I do?
Well,
start depending on your feelings. And start trusting in God's word. Because I'm persuaded He will keep me.
He'll never leave me
until I see His face someday.
Another day, the Lord has given me. Ooh, this is another day He blessed me. He kept me from all evil when my mind stayed on Him.
And I know He's gonna keep me until He returns again. Have you ever felt like, Lord, you couldn't make it? No, didn't have the strength to go through. No, troubles and trials always got you down. You cried, Lord, what should I do?
Stop depending on your feelings.
And start trusting.
Start trusting His word.
Said I'm persuaded He'll keep me.
He'll never leave me
till I see His face someday. This is another day.
Oh, 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 do 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 do. This is another day the Lord has given me. This is another day He blessed me.
One more day.
He blessed me.
This
is another day the Lord has given me. This is another day He blessed me.
One more day.
One more day.
My mama said another day.
One
Okay, can we do that one more time?
Now you warmed up.
He's ready to go.
We're here giving thanks and getting happy in Nashville, Tennessee with Take Six. Now, for many people, when they think about gospel music, they think about music to reach for in tough times, music that helps you get over, to get to the other side. But this is very much a song of praise. You put food on my table. You put clothes on my back.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
thank you, for being there when I needed you most. So it is so appropriate for today.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times, well, this is Dave speaking, a lot of times it's that spirit of praise that helps you get in the mood and it gets that spirit going, your own spirit, and that's what carries you through. And that's kind of what you were talking about.
Did you all grow up listening to a cappella groups in your households?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is Alvin. There's a group that we all listen to. There's a lot of different groups, but one of them in particular was called the Breath of Life Quartet. And those guys, I mean, if we start right now, we could all knock out their arrangements, any tongue of the...
If we ever needed the Lord before, you know we sure do need him now. Oh, we sure do need him now. Oh, Lord, we sure do need him now.
Okay.
We do that all the time. So,
and that was on your first CD.
That was their
that was the Breath of Life
Quartet. Yeah, that was their arrangement. Album. But we all grew up listening to those guys. Mm-hmm. And they've been like our godfathers in the industry. So we all loved the same music. Later during the years, we all discovered that, you heard that tune too? Wasn't that great? Earth, Wind, wasn't that great? Stevie, wasn't that a great tune? So we had similar taste.
Now, you guys travel with all the instruments you need right there in your vocal cords. You never have to worry about checking baggage or hauling around cases. So I'd like you to open up some of your sort of proverbial instrument cases and show us what you have. And Elvin, I'm going to begin with you.
Okay. Well, if we could kindly get an F sharp.
Okay, I'm just gonna whisper in over you. You can keep going. Now, what you didn't see was Elvin had a hand up in the air as if he was playing a standing bass. Sitting next to him is Cedric. Cedric Dent, tell me about your instrument.
Well, I usually sing baritone, but in this, I also do a little percussion, so...
Okay, let's bring David Thomas into this. Dave?
I sing second tenor in the group.
Alright, I'm Claude. I sing first tenor. A lot of times, though, when we're doing a little scatting thing, I'll bring out my trombone.
And when Claude's finished with his trombone, which is something that I usually have to wait on, I might come in with what might be considered a clarinet.
I sing the second part from the top. Joey Kibble, take your
hope. I'm Joey. I usually have to cut Mark off in the past, 'cause he'll go all night if you let him. But I sing a mute trumpet, so when it comes around again, that's what I'm gonna do.
That Quincy Jones had some very nice things to say about you. You've also performed with Branford Marsalis, Miles Davis, Ray Charles, James Taylor, and Ella Fitzgerald, and I could go on and on and on, but I'm going to stop the list right there. What did you learn from some of these musicians, these partnerships?
Well, this is Cedric speaking. One of our very first national tours after our first CD was released was with Al Jarreau, and he was really influential from the standpoint of vocal percussion, because he did a lot of that. And we, going on just before him every night, we would, you know, finish our set and then step back and watch him, and he would do some of the most incredible stuff, you know, singing and doing this vocal percussion. So we started adopting some of that stuff into our performances, and then over time it sort of developed into what people call beatboxing now. I mean, there probably, if you ask the other guys, they can come up with similar stories from, you know, different experiences and people that we've worked with. We've picked up things from people along the way.
We need to take a short break. There's more with Take Six and another song, I hope, just ahead on All Things Considered. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris, back with the gospel group Take Six. Now, I've read that you guys keep it together on stage and in the studio by making sure that you're sufficiently prayered up before a performance. What does that mean?
Well, this is Joey speaking. The power with which our songs or the message of those songs goes forth actually has a lot to do with the connection that we each have with Jesus Christ. And so it's important that we actually get all on the same page by having worship before we go out on stage. If nothing else, that worship experience takes everybody's mind off of themselves and puts it on God. And that is the common denominator. That's the reason why we're still doing this now. It's the reason why we sing what we sing, why we've chosen to sing what we sing. And it's what keeps us grounded while we're singing. God keeps us subdued, and he causes us to be able to do what we do.
What I'm hearing from you, it sounds like you can't do it unless you actually feel it.
Absolutely. This is Alvin. A cappella music is a very intimate form of music. There's nothing to hide behind. And our prayer often is, Lord, empty us of ourselves so that someone in the audience gets what they needed to get. And one day, we are Christian believers, we believe that we're actually going to see some of these people one day, and they'll say, I saw you guys in Paris in 99. I gave my life to Christ that night.
You've been singing a long time. And I thought about this because I use my voice in what I do also. And my speaking and broadcasting voice is very different now than it was a decade ago.
Mm.
You all have been at this for more than two decades now. How have your voices changed, and how has that changed your music?
It's just a natural phenomenon with everybody. The older you get, your range just begins to drop. This is Cedric. If you listen to early Sarah Vaughan, and then you listen to recordings of her 30 years later, it's like night and day. It's two different people. Where we actually can take advantage of it is on our low end.
Yeah.
Because his voice is dropping too. Our bass now.
His Alvin's voice.
Alvin's voice now is, I would say, almost a perfect fourth lower than where it was when we first started. And I mean,
I can vouch for that.
It's a joy sometimes when you write an arrangement and you don't think about it that way, and all of a sudden he drops an octave on you and hits the same note an octave lower than where you first wrote it, and you go, oh my goodness, I love that.
Well, we have time for one more song. What's it going to be?
This is going to be Feels Good. 2, 3, 4.
Well, I always thought it took a lot of hard work. Always thought I had to deal with the pain. Walking around with a heavy load while my back was breaking under the strain. Then God came and told me I could be free. And it sure feels good, Lord. It sure feels good. Life is short and you're moving fast. Got your wheels spinning out of control. Oh, Lord, said I was there, headed for a crash. When I learned I had to let it go.
Let it go.
Right then I knew I couldn't deal with the speed. As long as I was in the driver's seat. Yeah. That's when love came and rescued me. And it sure all feels good. Yeah, Lord, said it sure feels good. You gave life to me when you set me free. I just want to say,
don't you know it feels good? It's so amazing. Feels good. Love feels good. I don't know how to do it, but it sure feels good. Sure feels good. Ever since I gave you total control, changed my life as soon as I let go. Feels good having you in my life. Sure feels good.
Oh, Lord.
Now I smile everywhere I go,
'cause my steps are laid out for me.
Got a joy you never felt before, 'cause it's cool to simply follow you, Lord.
Well, it shows when you look at my face. Now it's a reflection of your love and grace. You've got me dancing all over the place, and it sure feels good.
Good. Feels good, perfect love. feels good. I don't know how you do it, but it sure feels good.
Well, can you help me see?
Hey, ever since I gave you total control, changed my life as soon as I let go.
Feels good.
Having you in my life sure feels good. Feels good
every day, good. Every hour. Good. He has been so
good. Well, sure feels good.
Well, if you know
I'm
he,
good.
Tell the world
I'm he good.
Don't you know
don't
it's good?
It? Don't you know it feels good? So amazing, feels good. Perfect love.
Don't you know it feels good?
I don't know how you do it, but it sure feels good. Since I gave you total control, changed my life as soon as I let go.
Feels good
having you in my life. Sure feels good.
Now, speaking of feeling good, what is Take Six? Thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is Cedric. In a world where you find people, there are some people who don't have any family, I feel particularly thankful that I actually have two. The family that I go home to, but then the family that I work with on the road. It really is a wonderful blessing.
And did you say in a world? One man, two families.
This is Alvin. I have a thank you to the guys. When we were in Japan, they all prayed for one of my good friends. And I just got word yesterday that Saturday he gave his life to Christ.
Wow.
Came down the aisle. And this is a guy that's been struggling with addictions and that kind of thing. And he got himself in a program right now. And I look at that as a result of the prayers of these guys right here. Wow. So I want to thank them for that. And opportunity to be in this wonderful
praise
group.
God.
Well, here's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I had a chance to come here to Nashville and spend this time with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The group is Take Six. The new CD is called Feels Good. I'm Michelle Norris, wishing you and your family a happy and safe Thanksgiving. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.